Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
It's music by Top Cherry on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We also checked out Khalid with Saturday Nights, 8:42. That's your time. Still so much more coming your way in a bit. But before we get to all of that, we've got two very special individuals in studio, professionals on in their own right in their different fields. But I'll start off with one person that you know. For a fact, she's been on the show a couple of times. She's a friend of the show, and she is just, man, she's our bestie at this point. I'm talking about Otilia Tutu Mungoba. She is filmmaker, producer, director, extraordinary human being, and just a thespian at heart. And then we've got OC Cicely Jacobs, the executive manager. That's with the Namibia Arts Association of, just Namibia Arts Association, sorry. Hello, Yela.
Hello, you.
How are you guys doing?
Hello,
Good, man. It's a lekker day. The sun is out. We're happy to be alive and grateful.
Yeah, it's good to have you guys here. You know what I mean? Whenever Tutu comes, she comes with good news. You know
she
what I mean?
Always has good
and,
news.
And she roped you in as well. So this has to be huge.
It's a love affair.
And you know what? We're
affair.
Here for it. We're here for it. Tutu, let's start off with you.
Yes.
You've been busy. You know what I mean? You've been filming. You've been screening. You know, the last conversation you had with us also on air with was it with Arthur or was it with
it was Beyond the Goal, was it not? No, it was not Beyond the Goal.
Yeah,
it was but we've been talking all the time.
But fact of the matter is you're busy and we love it. Why are we here today? What are we working on now, Osi?
Just like I said in the greetings, we're here to talk about my love collaborative creative affair with the Namibian Arts Association. We just rolled out a school screening project where I've been given the opportunity to screen my documentaries.
Nice.
At 6 schools in Windhoek as part of the pilot project. And the Namibian Association is making it happen. They are greatly supporting me with technical support, the team, administrative affairs and all that. And then, of course, on the other end of it, which is really not on really on such a good note, but we celebrate anyways, is the culmination of the 3 decades of sound, which is going to end up with an auction and exhibition screening in tribute of Ras Shihama.
So, and the Arts Association is also involved with that?
Yes, they are my creative collaborator in this part. And also giving technical and financial support for the course.
Yeah. Right. Going back to the documentaries, which ones? Is it all four of them? Or the 3 of them, sorry?
So the 3 of them, which is The Weight of Tomorrow,
yes.
Farah, and then Beyond the Goalpost.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's those 3 ones, not my commissioned work. Okay. This is more my independent portfolio.
All right, and we've identified the schools?
So yesterday we kicked off with People's Primary School.
You started already?
Yes,
Lekker.
200 children that I got to spend my birthday with.
Nah.
It was a
yesterday was your birthday?
Yesterday was my birthday!
That's the first thing you're supposed to mention.
No!
Look at this.
No, I also didn't know. She just turned up at the office and she's like, oh, it's my birthday. Let's have a cake.
Is she the Erister?
Yeah. So the thing is, I'm
happy birthday.
Thank you, my friend. Yeah. I'm big, but not big on birthdays.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand.
Sincerity, as you know, you've been my chama like for the longest time. Sincerity with me every day, whether we're having a good day, whether we're having a bad day, that is your gift
more important.
To me.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Mm.
And I think that's why it's so important. You know, when the passing of Russ, you know, people were giving their dedications and, you know, their contributions about how they felt about him.
Yeah.
For me, I think the whole country knew how I felt about him and my love for him and his work and just his creativity and his the lekker being that he was.
Yeah.
So, yes. School project.
School project, yeah.
So we started off yesterday, People's Primary School.
200 kids.
200 children. So we're doing Eros, we're doing Jan Jonker, we're doing Agustinium, and then we're trying to get a ticket with the school for the hearing impaired. So we're just waiting for feedback for that because the documentaries have subtitles.
Okay.
And we'll have a sign language interpreter that will join us for the screening as well. There's one more school that we still need to confirm the date, but it's very important to say that we're in Heritage Month.
Yeah.
So it forms part of that campaign.
Mm.
And bigger is that Day of the Namibian Child is also the last week of September, which is next week.
Of course,
so it's all part of taking message, the message of who we are as Namibian people,
yes,
our stories, and then having access to content and having access to mentors. Yeah. And because many times kids get to see movies and documentaries done by Namibians, but they don't get to see the people behind it.
Exactly.
So that's why, I mean, I'm so grateful to Cicely and the team. Yeah.
Can I just say, guys, please make it awkward for my daughter and go to academia, please.
Oh.
She's in grade 10. And then she sees her dad there in Fera.
You should bring it to the public screenings.
Yeah. So, we'll organize it.
I do tell you this. We have a broader plan for the rollout.
Okay.
We're waiting with regards to endorsements from other partners to take it out to the regions, which is namely 8 regions.
Yeah.
And we were looking at 2 schools per region.
All right. Yeah, that's a big plan.
So Cicely is really building the baseline of what the dream could be.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Cicely, you know, one thing about me, like I've always been vocal about the fact that, you mean our kids, and I'm so happy that you'd be targeting the schools. Mm-hmm. I've been very vocal about the fact that our kids are so deeply entrenched into foreign content.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if you check the YouTube, if you check the history of our kids, what they watch, it's streaming, it's what, it's Vatahuta, it's anime, it's what, it's all foreign, right? Is that perhaps why the Arts Association got involved with this? To say, a chance here to bring Namibian content to the lighties and create that synergy.
You know, in our programming, we've had, like, supposed to do some film nights and so on.
Mm.
And so we, as the team, were having a conversation about we need Namibian content. We don't want to go show content from elsewhere. And, of course, some of that is some of the factors that influence our decision. But then we were like, okay, we have a Namibian creator, many creators, but I was like, let me call Tutu.
Nice.
Yes. Nice. And so initially, even before I didn't know about the school project that she had in mind. I called her because we wanted to show films both at the institution itself, at our facilities, and also at the Havana Art Center.
Mm.
And so those were the first two we did. And so we wanted to take it into Deep Katitura. And that's where we first showed on the 28th of August, already last month, at the Havana Art Center, which was filled with how many kids were there? 160 or something? Many tiny little people. It was lovely. And then, of course, we showed Farah recently on the 5th of September. At the Namibian Arts Association outside. It was lovely. And of course, we saw you featuring and talking about slang and how it had developed in Namibia. But yes, definitely more Namibian stories for the Namibian child.
Yeah.
And so and it so happened that she was sitting on this project that she wanted to pilot. And then we were like, but of course, if we can assist you, why not do so?
Now, as the Arts Association, right, naturally we want corporate Namibia involved, right? How do we help you? Because yes, you are helping, you know, Situtu with technical support, but I mean, surely you guys also need help. So how do we help you? How does corporate step in? How do we get involved?
That's a lovely question.
That is a great question because in fact, the Namibian Arts Association is a Section 21, which means not for profit. So
there we go.
Of course, our main mandate is to help the interest of our members and of course, forward arts and arts rights in Namibia.
Yeah.
And so any support that we can get from corporate, whether it's the banks, your insurance institutions, all the other sorts too, we are always open for collaboration, partnerships, sponsorships, donations. Of course, donations is the best way for NGOs to work.
Yeah.
And so please come through. We want to take this to the rest of the country. We need to get more content decentralized.
Yes.
And also the idea is to provide more access, right? Not everybody has access for the internet rurally. And so film is a great format that can also bridge that gap of the internet. And so most people have television, or we just take our facilities along and go project somewhere.
And that'll be that's so cool probably for the kids to see the projector and and everything there.
It has been cool.
Yeah.
Because imagine you have a 15-year-old in Havana who has never seen or never watched Namibian content. Worse, they've never seen the technical setup of a screening. So we had kids that were in awe, like, why are these people putting in the cables? And, you know, people were saying, oh, you're having a screening in a shack? So I'm like, no, it's you know, it looks like a shack, but it's an art center.
Yeah.
And it caters to,
and
it educates children on the different sorts of crafts and arts around, and coordinative skills and motor coordinative skills.
Yeah.
So people just are not really getting the bigger picture. Only when they see, oh, so this is where the madness comes in. And you know, NSK,
yeah,
as creatives, and also to your bestie here, as creatives, we have so many ideas that we have in our minds.
Yeah.
And but there's the enabling platform is little to none in Namibia.
Yes, that is true.
That's what most people think.
Yeah.
But it just starts off with a hello and hi, I need this help. Can you at least help me, you know, make a change? So it's, I really implore people really to really put their ideas out there.
Yeah.
And really get, because you never know how you might impact that child that's sitting in Havana.
Now the 30 years of completion for the work that Umras is done. Do we have a date yet, or is it a rollout plan, or how does it work real quick, just for the audience to get involved?
So we were supposed to do the screening as part of Heritage Month,
okay,
which is the end of September.
Yes.
The Friday before, or the Friday of the passing, the Monday we were supposed to go to press.
My goodness.
Yes. Yes. So everything was just, you know,
yeah, but then stalled now. And,
yeah, me being vulnerable, so I ran to my fairy godmother.
yeah.
So Ms. Jacobs, I said, okay, I'm in this situation. How can you guys assist me? So the documentary is taken on a different story of its own, a different narrative styling.
Okay.
Because it was just Ras speaking about his love affairs with people, his love affairs with music, and the travels that he's had, you know, because of his music. So now we are now interviewing character witnesses that knew Ras.
Okay, so there's a bit of an extension now.
Of course,
okay.
Yes, so
okay.
On the 25th of September at the Namibian Arts Association, plus I think the goodie is really the auctioning of the work that was done by Hage, which is almost like a 2x2 meter.
Hage,
the visual artist.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
just for context, you know.
And it's quite the brilliant piece.
A brilliant piece.
Okay.
So when you're asking with corporate Namibia, this is now the
things
part
like
where Madame Jacobs can really
there
get into.
We are
employing corporate Namibia to really come on board and say, look, I really want to buy this piece. And we know that it's a collector's item. It's a once off.
Yeah.
And you know, when you've got a Hage piece, it's an investment today and tomorrow. So Cecily, do you want to really talk more about?
We will have to pause there for now, guys. And thank you there for the time. The most important thing right now is to follow you on socials.
Yes.
What are your socials? So Situtu will also get the Arts Association socials just for more.
Is
it on Facebook?
All right, let me help you out quickly.
So, for me, it's Tutu Mungoba. So
that's it. Okay,
Tutu Mungoba everywhere.
All right,
and then of course people can get to know more information. A lot of the stuff are going up today.
Okay,
because things have been locked off now.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Forget that note. Yeah.
All right. So I want to quickly give a shout out to Echoes of Legacy exhibition. We are having its Heritage Week, and so Friday night from 5 o'clock, the Heritage Mile Walk of the City of Windhoek will be ending between the Namibian Arts Association and FNCC, and we will have a heritage evening market, traditional food, crafts, artwork, live performances come through, and more details on at Namibian Arts Association Instagram. You get most of the things, even for today's, I suppose, interview.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you, you too. Us back here again after NPC when
yes,
I was doing intellectual property law stuff. But
yes, it's true.
That's how you guys met.
That is how we met. So thank you again for the space and this time to share what we have.
Socials. For Arts Association.
Namibian Arts Association.
Okay, fantastic. It's 8:57 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Don't worry about Kavi. He'll be on after 7. Stick around.
How you define success speaks. Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.